So the learning today should be a schusli l'nishmas adir chaver chaim elozer ben shem shenari and Reb Yaakov Yosef and Reb Chaim Menachem ben Zion. Should also be a schus for a refuah shleima for Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chaim Dov ben Menorachol Chanalei Bashein Derachol Abadat ben Peril and Refol Avram Nesano ben Mashaliba, as well as a schus for all those in Amakum Sakana Nights Israel, including Azriel Baruch ben Penino. So we continue now in the topic of Bechia, crying. We are on page 279. We're talking now about the emotion that a person should show when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei. So he says like this: "V'chein al derech zeh ki yiten alibo v'chala brachas v'divrei atfilas." In this way, if you pay attention when you're saying all of the brachas in Shmoneh Esrei, he gave a couple of examples of Slach Lanu and Hashiveinu. But he says in all of the brachas, yimtzamakam lismarmer bebechi, there's places where you can feel the emotion of your deficiencies and properly emote. Pour out your soul in tears like a poor person asking for help. Let him express his worry to Hashem and put his trust in the mercy of Hashem. Also, when a person says vidui, a person has to feel distress, has to feel this sadness inside and outside. Meaning inside you really feel bad about the averis you did, and outside you express it in some way. He says, we're going to get to it when we get to the topic of vidoi. When you say tikkun chatzos ubeprat b'tisha b'av or on tisha b'av, yarbe v'bechiyat haniyah, a person should elaborate more in terms of feeling agony and grief over, obviously, the korban. V'chein al adam kasha sheniftar sheyesh leitzarech levkais. Says if a tzaddik passes away, a person should weep. A person, if he's overcome with grief, should cry. The Gemara Shabbos says that if a tzaddik passes away and you go to that funeral and you feel so bad that you come to cry, you are forgiven for all your averus. The Amru Chazal, any tears that a person cries for heaven, kadaver har amr, like we're saying, anything similar, they are very, very precious to God. He counts them and he hides them. He puts them away. He stores them for safekeeping. He says, if this is so, a person should, so to speak, strengthen himself to cry like a river when crying is appropriate. That this is a positive emotion. Something in its proper time, how good is it? So there are times where it's extremely appropriate for a person to cry. And as we said, it's beneficial to the person too, like we talk about with the Tzaddik, or like we talk about on Tisha B'Av. So it's true that we don't, it's not like we have tears that are just ready to fall at any moment's lowness. Like we have them in our pockets. So that we could, you know, bring them up whenever we want. There are actors that can make themselves cry, but even the actors aren't feeling it inside. They are just expressing an emotion outside. But most people just, you know, at moments notice, you don't just cry. And there are times when we want to cry, as would be appropriate. But and we say to ourselves, well, the famous kina, that even if my eyes were springs of water and tears to cry all day and night, it wouldn't be sufficient. Sometimes you see such a tzara, like October 7th is a good example of this. When we focus and we watch and we read and we understand what really happened that day and the suffering of people, so we say, even if I would cry all day and night, it's not sufficient for to equate to the suffering that those people went through. But again, avoman nase, what can we do? Kasha dalse enenu seguros, the gateways of our eyes are closed, umisugarais and sealed, and yotzia filu dim achas, without letting even a single tear come down. So we can't just cry. We don't just cry. A lot of times it's because we are very numb to the tzaras that go on. I know it's when you hear people that come into shul collecting, you become numb because everybody's got a story and they all start to, you know, one weaves into the other, weaves into the other. And it just it numbs a person, so you can't just cry. It could be due to our lack of understanding, that we don't properly appreciate how little we are in terms of our ruchnius. She'ain anu yoidim mechasarnu v'nafshenu le'mitayro. We don't comprehend our deficiencies, meaning that we don't properly understand how we are failing God. And we think we're doing okay. So it doesn't bother us as much when we say vidoy, for example, because okay, I made mistakes. Fine. So does every other yid make mistakes. So what am I going to feel bad about? And by the way, I'm not even as bad as Chaim Yankel and Yosef and Shimon down the road or at the other table in Shul, who are even worse than me. So we sort of justify in our own minds why it's okay, why we don't need to feel bad. But we fail to realize that just our direct relationship with Hashem, how much we are failing in that relationship, putting aside everyone else. And we don't recognize the terrible situation we put ourselves in. Our eyes don't shed tears in the manner that with tears would fall by themselves when you have a very close relative who's lying in front of you. Because we don't have proper realization of what happened to us as a result of our averas, so we've become further away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a result. We are responsible for that. But because we're tapped into the Ruchnia so little, on such a very shallow level, we don't even properly appreciate how much we have harmed that situation, our relationship with Hashem, and therefore it doesn't bother us. So of course we're not going to cry. As much as we don't understand the tragedy, as much as, for example, when you have a mace lying in front of you where it hits you, and you can't help but emote and have tears. I'm sorry. Or a person cries when a person loses all this money, or some similar situation where we readily understand what we lost. But a person who's pure, even though he can't see, right? We don't know levels. We don't understand madrigas. We don't know what it means to go up a madriga or down a madriga. But even though you don't see, your mazel sees, your neshama sees, and spiritually that moves you. So there is a concept that even sometimes you feel scared or terrified, or you have the hair on the back of your neck stand up, and you don't understand what's causing it. A lot of times the Chazal say that you lo chazi but mazali chazi, that your mazel feels it. In other words, that internally in Shemayim, your neshama, your nefesh, your neshama understands that something dangerous or something horrifying is happening, and just on a physical level, we don't appreciate it. So he's saying, even if you can't feel it on a very basic level, but your neshama can feel it and you can tap into that. And then your eyes, once you feel that, your eyes can cry over it. So at the very least, we have to do what we can. Inspire ourselves with thoughts, lefia inyan, based on the situation, to move ourselves to tears. A person does have some ability to cry as long as he makes an effort. So if we think about, let's take an example of al-chait. So al-chait, we say the al-chaits, we go through it. A lot of times we're just bored with davening, we just want it to get over with. Or it's all the way at the end of Shemone Esrei, okay, let's go, let's move on. And we, not only do we not stop to think about what the al-chait is, but we certainly don't stop to think about the biggest aspect of it, which is what we say right after we say Hashamnu. We say Sana mi mitzvah mishpatecha toivim. We turned away v'leishavalanu, and it was for nothing. So that hakara, that recognition that we say Hashem, I did all these averas, a lot of them I did, and I got no benefit. Lashon hara, being jealous, I got nothing out of it. It's a big deal. I gave someone an ayin hara. I disparaged someone, I looked down on someone, I didn't even get anything out of it. And then I did all these averas where I got pleasure. Okay, temporary pleasure. I stole, zera levatala, I looked at something inappropriate. Maybe I was mavatal taira to do something fun. Okay, so I got some momentary pleasure, but big grand scheme of things, what did it do for me today? And then there are the averas that totally went over our heads. We didn't even realize we did them. You know, a lot of times we have a virus that we don't even have, that we're doing something wrong. So if we would stop and we would say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at the scale, look at all the things you did for me, and now look at all the things I did for you that I think I'm so great. And if a person stops and focuses on that, but again, it takes real, you have to really apply yourself. But if you stop and you focus on that, that should make a person feel bad. That should make a person reflect and say, hold on, I failed tremendously. And not only did you not take it out on me right away, but you didn't stop with the chesed. You continue to give me life and make my heart pump blood and keep me healthy. And you gave me parnasa, despite the fact that I was sinning. I was using all of the gifts you gave me to sin. So if a person properly reflects on that, that should make a person feel bad. So even if you don't come to actual physical tears, but you should feel inside, you should feel horrible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm a kli, mali busho chlima. And you really feel that because of what God did for you versus what you did for him. Well, if he goydel skulas hadamayis, because of the great spiritual power of tears, roilis chazik leitzia mishasan, person should try to cry when it's possible, when it's appropriate. And if you can't, so let's say you're doing the alchets, you can't, you're not about to cry, but still, right? You should raise your voice in a crying type of type of way. So what we're talking about now is to focus on the grief, to feel it, to really feel the grief. And sometimes you can cry inside, even if you don't show it on the outside, but inside you feel terrible, you feel horrible. We all experienced it. You can tap into the feelings that you felt by 9/11, the feelings that you felt on October 7th. Use that as, that type of feeling that you felt, that in Lanu, we have no one. We're not safe. The Goyim all want to harm us. And all we have is in lanu amili yishayin el avinu shvashmayim. And if I have that from you, God, I have nothing else. So then nothing else in the world matters except what you think of me. And look how I have fallen short. And that should move a person to feel bad and to cry, so to speak, inside. Shekam hu chashav lifnei Hashem. That's also precious to Hashem, that you're at least making an effort. You're not just saying, okay, Yom Kippur is a boring day. We're in shul all day and I'm fasting. So can we just get this over with? That's a waste of a day. It's a waste of a day. I'm not going to tell you not to daven, but you're missing the whole point. As opposed to someone who, even if you're not crying, but if you feel, if it bothers you a little bit. So we're saying now that's so precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that it bothers you that you're not bothered. I always say that there's one achet that we can all have a kavana by. There's one achet that says that we moved our lips, but we were insincere in tshuva. That's the one achet that everyone could have. Kavana. That achet, the kavana is that it bothers me that it doesn't bother me. That I say all the other achets and it's like a shamnu, you're running through it. But at least that one you should say, you know what, Nebuch, I'm on such a low level that it doesn't even bother me that I'm running through all the achets. So at least if you stop on that one and you feel bad, so you show your Kadosh Baruch Hu, listen, it's not on my wavelength. I'm not connecting to the achets, but I understand that I should. And that feeling of missing out, that bothers me. And at least that's something. Makatrigim Kedachsiv chases away the prosecuting angels, as it says, Surmimenu Kalpoili Oven Kishom Hashem Kalbichi. Hashem heard the sound of your crying. You didn't even cry. You just raised your voice, or as we're talking about now, felt it inwardly, felt the grief inwardly, and that alone is enough to push away the malachim that are the Makatrigim.